And this Labor Day marks the end of pandemic unemployment benefits for millions of people. At least 7.5 million Americans without jobs are expected to lose benefits entirely. 2 million more will see their benefits cut by $300 a week. Over the last several months, we've heard from people who said this aid has allowed them to care for their family or stay home safely away from the coronavirus. And for more on the end of these benefits and what it means for the economy, we're joined by NPR Chief Economics Correspondent Scott Horsley. Hey, Scott.
Good to be with you, Tanya.
Yes, thank you for being here. What will losing this extra money mean for the millions of people who have depended on it through this pandemic?
Well, this money has really been a lifeline for a lot of families, and having it go away is going to be scary for a lot of people. I talked to a woman in Wisconsin who's worried about how she's going to pay her mortgage without this pandemic unemployment aid. One woman in Las Vegas told me she feels like she's jumping off a cliff. This has been a sustaining lifeline for a lot of families.
The federal government spent trillions of dollars in a series of pandemic relief bills, and hundreds of billions of that money was set aside for these enhanced benefits. What did all that spending do for the economy?
Well, it has really been an important support for the broader economy, and that's something to keep in mind. Not only was this helpful to individual families, but it also supported their landlords, their grocers, the businesses that they frequented. In July, for example, Wells Fargo estimates that federal unemployment benefits contributed about $30 billion to individual income in this country. When these benefits go away, that's going to shrink to about $3 billion. So it's been a real shot in the arm for the broader economy as well as a lifeline for individual families.
More than two dozen states ended the pandemic jobless benefits early, some as far back as June, as we reported. Governors in many of those states said they were concerned that the money was a perverse incentive, keeping people from getting back into the workforce. Is there any evidence that ending these benefits early convinced more people to actually go back to work or look for work?
That was an argument you did hear a lot because, you know, especially for people at the lower end of the wage scale, these benefits in some cases did amount to more than they were making on the job. So there was a lot of feeling that these relatively generous pandemic benefits might be discouraging people from looking for work as aggressively as they otherwise would. And we've had kind of an interesting accidental experiment in this country because roughly half the states ended the benefits at the beginning of the summer. The other half left those benefits in place. And economists who've looked at this closely found that there wasn't a huge difference. Slightly more workers who lost benefits went back to work during the summer than those who kept their benefits, but it was a very small difference. At the same time, researchers found that workers who lost their benefits did cut their spending rather dramatically, and that drop in spending power might have been a drag on the broader economy.
You know, we're seeing this surge of coronavirus cases caused by the Delta variant, and there's a consensus among economists that it's slowing down the recovery. Is Congress considering an extension at all to jobless benefits with this in mind?
There really hasn't been much talk about that in Congress. Of course, lawmakers have been in recess, but even before that, there wasn't really much talk in Congress about extending these benefits. They've been extended a couple of times already. I do think the expectation when the timeline was set to have them end in September, lawmakers were probably hoping that we would be further along in putting people back to work than we are. Of course, we had that disappointing jobs report last Friday, which showed that we added just 235,000 jobs during the month of August after really strong gains in both June and July. But there's really been no movement by Congress to extend the benefits. President Biden did say that states could use alternative funds within the American Rescue Plan if they want to extend the benefits, especially states that have particularly high unemployment rates. Thus far, though, we haven't heard any announcements from states that they're planning to do so.
We do know that some states are stepping in to continue eviction moratoriums after the Supreme Court struck down the Biden administration's effort to block evictions. But overall, with these benefits ending and these eviction moratoriums ending or have ended, what does it mean for the broader economy?
You know, the federal government spent very heavily during this pandemic to prop up both families and spending in the broader economy, whether we're talking about the unemployment benefits or the direct payments that went to so many American families. That has really kept personal income and personal spending afloat at a time when many millions of people abruptly saw their jobs go away and their lives upended by the coronavirus. Now, as that social safety net unravels with the end of the moratorium on evictions and now the end of these supplemental jobless benefits, that federal support is going away. And unless it is replaced by more wage income as people go back to work, it's going to mean more poverty and more hardship around the country.
That's NPR Chief Economics Correspondent Scott Horsley. Scott, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Happy Labor Day.